Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is May 27th, 2021.
The world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar and get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to give him a call. 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives and all of our contact information who's on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Yes, folks, and go over there to prophecyhour.com. You'll find the most important articles in the breaking news will be listed at prophecyhour.com. So I really implore you to go over there and use that thing. I've been putting out the news since 1998 or 99. I started a thing called the Prophetic News Service, but we put that out so you'll know what's going on. Anyway, we're a national satellite radio program which simulcast live on that internationally on YouTube, some FM, so pray about sporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Sydney, Australia, Winnipeg, Canada, Oslo, Norway, and in the USA we have San Jose, California, Riverside, California, Fort Worth, Texas, and this week Wichita, Kansas, back in the number one spot that listens to more listeners when they focus.
When it posts
to the podcast later tonight.
Well, you know,
too many P's in there.
The whole reason we tell them that is because I can't tell who our number one listeners is when we're on live radio. You can't judge that. It just broadcasts. I have no idea how many people are listening to us. I know we can be heard on satellite all over North America and so on. So I don't know. But anyway, but podcast, we take this radio program, turn it into a podcast, and then I can tell. Anyway, by the way, folks, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let me know what city you're hailing from. Follow us and share us on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. You can also find links to our Facebook page where we play videos of the Mission Church. You can go over there and look for it at prophecyhour.com. Now prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's have our prayer. Not our prayer.
Our song.
Song, yeah.
Following is Art, former California's...
button. Well, it will come on in a minute. And
are you going to sing for us?
What did you do? What did I do? I didn't do anything. Oh, I told you I changed some things. Oh, that's what he's saying.
Are you going to sing?
Well, I was thinking about singing,
oh,
but we're waiting on Franklin over there to get the song up. He was bragging about that our sound was good today, and but I went in there and found some changes to be made.
If you don't hurry up, we may lose our
your
listeners
what?
If you start singing.
Lose. Well,
change the channel.
Okay. He says he's got it. Go ahead and play the song.
Pruning before the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and to glorify the King. For Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoots. At times the pruning hurts so bad and we have to shed some tears. The end time harvest is coming soon. Must be thankful if we've been pruned. But what it does, it makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts us thin. When He's through, we may not see good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. And soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it sticks for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Must be thankful we've been pruned. Must be thankful we've been pruned. Must be thankful.
I think the song just went over, didn't it? Okay. Kind of went out different today, didn't it? Anyway, let's just jump right in here. We got some, I really want to get through this first part so we can get to where really the main program will be, probably not till after break. But go ahead. Biden administration switches gears and say they haven't ruled out that China pandemic was purposely unleashed. Said that they won't rule it out. Well, they did do a turnaround and say that they thought that it probably leaked out of China, in which Facebook said they will no longer bar you for saying that it was leaked out of China, because they was barring everybody for saying it was leaked out of China. Now they're not, because Biden. But this is different, though. Go ahead, read it.
Trending politics. After strongly defending China over the past several months, the Biden administration is now admitting that they haven't ruled out the possibility that Chinese coronavirus pandemic was purposely unleashed. At least they called it right, the Chinese, okay?
Well, but, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the comments were made on Wednesday by the White House Deputy Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who refused to say whether or not the United States would punish China for the pandemic. Trump said he would, anyway.
Well, right, and the people over there on The View, Joyce Behart and those guys, they were real sarcastic about it. Well, Trump got a guess that sounded like it was right. Well, you know, he pointed to it. He knew it. Go ahead.
Okay, the Daily Wire reports. Jean-Pierre, however you say it, was repeatedly hammered by reporter after reporter on matters related to the administration pushing for an investigation into the origins of the pandemic in China. Jean Perrier refused to answer questions related to what the consequences for China would be if they refused to comply with additional attempts to investigate the origins of the pandemic. One of the most shocking moments of the press conference was when Jean was asked if the administration had ruled out the possibility that the pandemic was deliberate. "We haven't ruled anything out yet," she said during the press conference. "But again, we're going to go through this, you know, the redoubling down of another, of a 90-day review, and we'll have more to share."
Yeah, amen and amen. And by the way, folks, you know, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, Pennsylvania is now, I just noticed, came in. Pennsylvania is now also investigating Dominion flaws because in the they had another election and the machines kept changing the Republican votes to Democrat votes. Anyway, and so now Pennsylvania is also, so that's three of the major states that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the consequences not to just in there. We already all know that they got caught cheating, all the evidence is there, and what are they going to do about it?
That's the other thing. I don't know that
they do something.
Well, they have to investigate it and prove it first, and then you have to see what maybe they would do something. Just because they that's like putting somebody in jail before you give them a trial. You know, you can't do that. That's just not the process. And yeah, we all know it was stolen, blah, 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 but you have to be able to prove it, and you have to prove it to somebody that can do something about it. So it has yet to be proven, just like a trial. A trial, you have to prove either you're guilty or innocent, that you go through a trial unless you just plead guilty. Okay, let's go on what we're talking about. COVID.
Okay, a new study finds even a mild COVID infection leaves long-lasting immunity. Not all COVID new prophecies prophesize the doom of humanity and the collapse of civilization. From the beginning of the pandemic, the fear of wanting and non-existent immunity loomed large over the establishment media. The fact that they were contradicting long-standing immunology didn't matter. They were making money. The widespread fear drove Bloomberg columnist Andreas Klotz to claim that we're in for seemingly endless cycles of outbreaks and remissions, social restrictions and relaxations, lockdowns and reopenings. Fortunately for our civil liberties, it appears that Kluth and all the other established media fearmongers were dead wrong. A study published Monday in Nature by researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis suggests that even mild or asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 can leave behind lasting immunity that would guard against repeated infections for most people. It's normal for antibody levels to go down after acute infection, but they don't go down to zero, they plateau. Here we found antibody process producing cells in people 11 months after the first symptoms. These cells were live and produced antibodies for the rest of the people's lives. That's strong evidence for long-lasting immunity.
Yeah, and they were saying that, stop clicking.
That's your pen you're clicking.
Yeah, that's my ink pen. That guy over there calls me on everything.
Well, good. Somebody needs to keep you in check.
Yeah, somebody ought to do something about him, is what I think. Anyway, I guess I better not talk that way. He can press a button and we're off the air. Anyway, moving back up to the thing. Okay, let's go with this. Okay, whatever. Anyway, moving back to this. So, if you even get a mild infection of COVID, your body's immune system reacts and you have an immunity to it, just like other diseases and things. So that part is, and so that's another thing of the fear mongering. You know, it still keeps going back. You know, there's people that are predicting, like I noticed on a TikTok a while ago, they was talking about a scientist who said that, you know, between the next 2 to 3 years that a huge amount of people are going to die from that vaccine. Now, is that hugely fear-mongering? I don't know. I do know it can cause damage to your audit and you get autoimmune diseases and things. I just don't think that it's right. Certain people, there's enough people that have gotten sick from it, from, you know, side effects, and have died from it, that in a normal situation, if this would have been testing, you know, in the testing stage, or, you know,
it'd been canceled, taken off the market, and nobody else would be stuck with it.
Well, and they didn't even they quit testing on animals. I read report after report. You know why they quit testing on animals?
Probably were dying.
Yeah, because they were dying.
Yeah.
So it's okay to do a test unless that, you know, it's just what they do. I wonder what those guys, you know, all these brave politicians and people took it, you know, the shot on TV.
My guess would be a placebo, really.
Water or something.
Yeah,
know.
A placebo. That's basically what it is, a placebo.
Yeah. So, anyway, but I do believe, I'm not saying there's not a COVID. There absolutely is. And I think the things like now, places like India, so you can't rule completely out, but in places like India, variants are coming out, and there is a huge number of people dying, but there's also a huge number of people refusing to take vaccines. In one city that they went to, 200 or more people ran out into the river because they refused to take it, and they wouldn't come out until they told them they wouldn't force them into taking the shot, because it got worse after the shots were there.
Yeah.
And so the shots itself are causing variants because, you know, these cells or whatever, they try to get around. They mutate, and they try to get around the thing. It's just like when you have an infection in your body and you're given, like, 10 doses of an antibiotic. If you don't take all of them, then it comes back, and it's mutated because you didn't kill it all the way off.
Yeah, it comes back.
Right. It comes back, and it's worse. Well, it's the same way with I think, that these vaccines are doing. They're causing it to mutate and get into deadlier.
Yeah, because the biggest number of cases now with people is people that's been vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, they said it was like 60%, you know. And as far as the mask thing going down, you know, the states that have gotten rid of the mask mandates, you know, it's going down. Kansas is one of the last of us that recently have gotten rid of mask mandate. We're still up there as one of we're having increases in COVID instead of decrease. Texas last week when I reported and was doing radio, Texas had no new deaths at all from COVID, you know, and they've been without a mask. Remember, they said Texas would completely fail. But again, if you've got, let me tell you this, if you have a condition, already a bad physical condition, it will worsen it and it will make it hard. And that's the reports that we've been seeing. Most of the people that have died from it, we have also found out they had vitamin D deficiencies, and they also were either obese and or also had underlying conditions. Which, what's an underlying condition?
Heart failure, fibromyalgia, diabetes, toenail fungus.
Toenail fungus?
It's
you're
a condition.
You're not going to die from a damp toenail fungus.
Well, you never know when you get COVID.
But there is a fungus in one of those countries that is killing people after they got the shot or whatever, that it is killing a fungus is eating alive. But it's not. Is that India? Well, it's put up India. Yeah, they've got some kind of weird fungus. 300,000. That's what the number we got. We had 300,000.
They go without shoes, don't they?
And wait a minute. I'm trying to ask.
No, he got 300,000 people.
That's how many died. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to find the answer. Okay. 300,000 have died in India. And so that was after shot. If I got the stats right, that was after shot. That's horrific. So in India and all that super big, I don't know how populated it is, but you know, it's pretty populated. Anyway, point being is that if you have an underlying condition, it can infect it. You know, if you have that one I was looking for is the one you didn't say, was COPD. And a lot of people have COPD nowadays because they spent all their lives, and so they have bad lungs. China and India have about the same population. Wow, that's pretty different. you would think that it would be different, but China has a lot of territory where people aren't actually living at, I guess mountains and such, but I didn't realize India had about that size of a population. Point is, folks, it's nothing to mess with. If you're around, I wouldn't advise going around somebody sick unless you absolutely had to. Take the precautions that you do, but really you need to get into alternate news. If you're listening to the news media, ABC, NBC, all those ones, CNN, you're not going to get the straight story. You really aren't. You're just going to get the spin. This was a good example. All this time, the media was cutting us off and Facebook cutting you off. If you said that it leaked out of China or any such thing, so they'd cut you off and swore up and down that it wasn't. And so now they're saying that it could have even leaked out of China. And now they're actually saying that they're not ruling out the possibility. Let's be clear. That article said they are not ruling out the possibility of anything that, when asked if they believed it could have been intentionally done, they said we were not ruling out that possibility. That was their wording. And so that means they're saying it could have came intentionally out of China. Now then, tell them where they can find us and what they can find over there. We'll go to break and we'll come back and talk.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information, all of our program radio archives, and all about the mission updates are at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Wendy Catlin.
And you're listening to the Messiah's Branch what?
Prophecy Hour.
And what's it on?
American Voice Radio Network TV.
TV?
Isn't there TV on the end of it?
Well, if you It's AVRN.TV. That's the way to find it. AVRN.TV. Yeah. But there's no TV over there. Now you can do, if you want to turn on that thing, we can have our picture broadcast over there while we talk. So, you know, anyway, excuse me. So the virus is, definitely going down. You know what I mean? Dissipating, of course, except for the people that's already got the vaccination and what that's going to cost. But the lockdowns and all that things is going away and people are trying to open up. But so we would ask out there, what's next? Now, I am not, first off, I'm going to tell you this before we get into this part of the program. Number one, since I was a child, I was into UFOs. UFO magazines came out and they were really neat way back in the, when I was a child, and it's just always fascinating me. Now, in the last few years, I really took another, and I've always had an interest in them. And so the last few years, I've been doing hours and hours of watching videos and reading on the internet and re-looking over cases. And there's just so much out there, like nuclear, being seen around nuclear plants, missile silos being shut down when UFOs appeared, so on and so on and so forth. It is just numerous, but the government shuts it down and people have had this embarrassment thing on it. They didn't want to be, you know, picked on if they spotted a UFO.
I think I watched that one with you that was talking about, the government covered that up for sure, didn't want to leak it out about the UFOs, disabling their missiles when,
And
they didn't want to give the panic to the people because the UFOs control us, so they covered it up.
Well, they can. they clearly shut down the MISO site, and then in another instance, they turned on the firing sequence and took it up almost to the point of firing, and then stopped. And they were going to fire.
And we had no control, but just
so
to
we
watch
had
it.
No control over it. And so anyway, but now. There's a report that is supposed to come out through Congress because, let's just read this and we'll talk about it in a minute. No longer confined, go ahead, start right here. This is from France 24.
No longer confined to the fridge.
France.
UFO theories move into the mainstream. France 24. The subject of UFOs in the U.S. is getting serious treatment from mainstream media and heavyweight politicians. Next month, Congress is set to review a report from the Director of National Intelligence about the government's secret files on the subject. UFOs are now serious business. So serious, in fact, that they've been given a new name. No longer called UFOs or unidentified flying objects, a term often associated with people of questionable sanity, the mysterious objects that have been reported by the hundreds, are now the source of discussion in serious scientific circles and have been rebaptized with the more serious-sounding moniker Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, or UAPs.
UAPs. So they renamed them, but they're admitting now that they're real. UAPs, they're unidentified. They don't know what they are. Go on.
Last June, officials made public the existence of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force housed within the Office of Naval Intelligence. 6 months later, the 2021 Intelligence Authorization Act asked the Director of National Intelligence Work and the Secretary of Defense to put together a report detailing everything the government knows about the UAPs. The report in Congress is expected to review in June, will draw on classified military files, and will address decades of sightings and videos which date back to the 1940s. That such objects exist and increasingly becoming gospel. Officials from former President Barack Obama to Senator Marco Rubio to former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid are publicly saying that the Earth has been visited by flying objects that we don't understand. what I don't understand is why they want to change the name. Everybody knows unidentified flying objects.
Well, they're trying to get this. They're trying to take the stick, because when people say UFOs, the in general, you know, because the government has hid them for so long that and made people out as fools for reporting them, that by changing the name, they're trying to take part of that stigma away. So, well, these are unidentified aerial phenomena. You know, you're not, because if somebody says UFO, you immediately go, oh, blah, blah, you know, and so it's to make it look more serious. But the point is the point there, if you go back and look at, like, one of the very best sources was Hangar 18 files that they did, and you can find them on YouTube if you look it up, that they're over there. But the point is, or on Vudu and all those places, one that I use all the time, Prime Video has a lot of them over there. But if you go back and look at these things, sure, there's a bunch of them that could have been this or that.
Can
or the
you
other.
Join something that has all nothing but UFOs? UFO videos on YouTube?
No, the best ones are found actually where I said either on YouTube or Progressive. Yeah, there's one little app over there that you're talking about, but it isn't quality stuff. But my point is that, folks, if you go back over there and look, you're going to be shocked at some of these things, because the realization is that a lot of these must be true. And even our presidents have had know about. Now, let's go on with this, and I'll tell you some more in a minute. Okay. What is true? Go ahead.
And I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. Obama told the late show on May 17th, we can't explain how they moved their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern. Also that month, the CBS magazine showed 60 Minutes interview. Two Navy pilots from the USS Nimitz, who were diverted in 2004 to investigate a peculiar radar signal. They described seeing an object shaped like a tic-tac that was able to move straight up and down at inexplicable speed.
Stop. And I looked further into those interviews, and you find out that it was a regular occurrence for days. For days and days, and even for even well over a month, that these tic-tacs, they call them tic-tacs, what they look like, you know, that's the shape.
Long object?
Well, they're kind of like a pill, you know, yeah. What I mean, round on the ends and long. Okay, well, let's go on. I got another bigger one after
In the
this.
Same broadcast, Christopher Mellon, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence under President Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, said the government had observed on radar objects capable of maneuvers that could not be approximated. There's nothing that we can build that would be strong enough to endure the amount of force and acceleration, he said.
Okay, what that's talking about, they can turn it like right angles, you know, and all of a sudden go from zero to 1,000 miles an hour and just... like that. There's nothing that we could build. That acceleration would kill a human being. There's nothing that we could build that would do that. So if it was by something of this earth, it would be unmanned because of our technology. Go ahead.
In an interview with Fox News a month earlier, former intelligence director John Ratcliffe said there have been far more sightings than the public is aware of, and described the phenomenon like this. We're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots or have been picked up by satellite imagery that, frankly, engage in actions that are difficult to explain, movements that are hard to replicate, and that we don't have the technology for, or are traveling at speeds that exceed the sound barrier without a sonic boom.
Yeah, so anything currently that we have that exceeds the sound, it creates a big boom. And so anyway, go ahead.
Encounters of which kind? The government has slowly been opening up about UAP sightings for more than a year. In April of 2020, the Pentagon released three short videos showing such objects And earlier this year, Reed said footage only scratches the surface of the research and materials available. Reed called for further investigation. The U.S. needs to take a serious scientific look at this and any political national security implications, he said. The American people deserve to be informed. French officials went public with stories of similar sightings decades ago. In 1999, a group of dozen retired French generals and other experts issued a report called UFOs in Defense. For what must we prepare ourselves?
Okay, let me go with this, and then we'll talk some more. Okay, in the investigations that I've been doing, they not only see the UFOs, there's pictures. If you go in there, and you can't explain all of them, there are pictures of, it looks like what they call humanoids floating in the sky, and they've taken pictures of them, just regular people on the ground, and they can't figure out what they are. They have no idea. There's no way to explain them. But what I'm going to proceed to tell you folks is I believe that most of this stuff is interdimensional. I believe that what can explain it for us, how do we know that these humanoid ones that are out there floating around aren't angels, you know, or how do you know that they're not fallen angels? How do you know that these UFO shapes and things are interdimensional and are demonic Denthelian coming? There is an answer. It's somewhere in the world, but it's coming. But one thing that they're going to challenge you is, and they're already trying to put this narrative forward. They're already trying to put the narrative before, is they're going to admit, I believe that they will probably admit, yes, there's beings from another planet. They'll probably go along to say it with it that they created us, that they came and visited us and created the human race, and that they're watching it evolve as an experiment. That's what I believe is a strong possibility. I won't say 100%, but from a lot of the stuff that I've seen in the talk already there about it, that's what they're going to do, to destroy faith in what? Christianity and Messiah. But we'll go on. Let's see what else is here. I have no definite yes or no. It's either this or that. All I know is it's something there. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. At least one official has been willing to go further.
No, you have to start here.
Okay. What officials and scientists aren't saying is that these are aliens coming from other planets to visit us. They simply don't know what these objects are, they say. At least one official has been willing to go further, though. In December 2020, Hyman Eshad, the former head of the Space Directorate of the Israeli Defense Ministry, told the Yahadi Aronaut newspaper that humans have been in contact with extraterrestrials and have signed a cooperation accord with them. There is an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens, he told the newspaper. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here.
Stop. There's a lot of video footage. Now listen to me. There's Eisenhower supposedly met with an alien. There's video footage of the day that he supposedly met with aliens at an Air Force base of an alien craft flying or something flying over the air base. And there's also someplace there's a video footage of them actually of a saucer landing on an Air Force base, the same Air Force base that Eisenhower was supposedly going to make a treaty with the aliens. Now, some of this stuff, you can debunk a lot of it by saying, well, you can't prove that, but you can prove that there are pictures of an aircraft flying over on that day and some other things. There's a lot more. If you start just digging a little bit, it's all out there for you to see. There's no way that, especially back in the time of Eisenhower and back in the 40s and even in the 20s and things, that any of this could have been fake. They didn't have the photographic technology to do it. They didn't have a drone to do it. There was nothing that they could, these things they could not have faked. So let's keep going.
Okay, former President Donald Trump was in on the secret. He said he had been on the verge of revealing it, but was asked not to due to fears of mass hysteria. Eckhart's assertion doesn't seem to represent the consensus view in Israel. The chairman of the country space agency, Isaac Ben Israel, told the Times of Israel that while the scientific community thinks the chances that there is life in outer space is considerably not small, he doesn't believe there were any physical encounters between us and the aliens. NBC News followed up on echoed statements about the agreement with aliens with the White House, Israeli officials in the Pentagon, but were unable to get a comment from any of them.
Stop. So that the White House and other officials and things are saying that if it wasn't true, so why can't they get a comment? Why wouldn't they just simply say, oh, no, that's not true? Go ahead.
Okay. A NASA spokesperson told NBC that the agency was searching, for life in the universe, but has not yet found it. Flying saucer watchers who are hoping for clear answers from the government are likely to be disappointed. While the report presented to Congress is expected to be detailed, the public will be given only an unclassified version, which is likely to be far less complete.
Okay, well, let's go on. I'm going to give you this one real quick, though. Aliens, U.S. Senator can't imagine sighted UFOs came from Earth. A U.S. senator has claimed that a spat of UFO sightings may indeed have otherworldly presence as the U.S. Congress prepares to report over some of the strange sightings that should be next month. Several videos have emerged from official U.S. sources which appears to show strange objects in the skies. Headlines were made across the globe in 2017 when a Navy radar footage of a mystery object with a glowing aura and flying was leaked to the public. But the Pentagon will release a report next month over the unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP sightings. But this goes on, and I'm not going to go into detail, but it goes on and on because they're all over the place. See, it's came to Main Street. But this one, there's a connection between UFOs and water. You know, this could explain for some sightings and for, you know, we've long ocean as you know, like the Bermuda Triangle and things like that disappearing over the water. U.S. submarines detect mysterious speeding crafts underwater ahead of the Pentagon UFO report, and that's from Express UK. The U.S. Navy had detected unexplainable objects moving at hundreds of knots under the water as the Pentagon prepares to release its report on UFO sightings. The U.S. Navy has picked up sonar data showing mysterious fast-moving objects underwater that cannot be explained by experts or current technology. The Washington Examiner's Tom Rogan said that U.S. Navy has the data to prove the bizarre encounters. Some of these encounters could be included in the U.S. government's task force, which is preparing to brief Congress on its UFO findings next month. This comes amid a flurry of footage showing bizarre encounters between U.S. pilots and Navy officers and unexplainable objects. Last week, a newly emerged video showed a dark spherical object move across the sky near a U.S. Navy stealth ship before suddenly veering into the water and disappearing. They couldn't find any wreckage or anything. In one instance, they have one where it goes under the water and it comes out of the water, goes under the water, comes out of the water. Wouldn't that not be a place to hide a base? Would be under the water where we really can't get to? Our submarines can only go so far. We can't get to the bottom of the ocean, you know, and it's too dark anyway. So is there a base there? Are they coming from there? I don't know how much they're going to release. I don't know how much they will release, but it's just wait and see. It's just wait and see. But it isn't so much of what they what are they going to spin it into?
Well, hey, isn't the city of Atlantis underwater?
That's moving right along, and that's where it went to. But you hear all these stories. But here's the real point: it isn't so much. I'm not so much worried. If it's aliens claiming to be from another world, I mean fake gods or whatever, or they're demonic or whatever. My point is I don't think we're going to get the truth. They're going to spin it however they want. You know what I mean? And even the aliens, if we'll just call them that for the moment. Let's say they say they're okay. We've been working with them for a long time. And suppose even an alien talks. I don't believe if he's demonic, he's not going to tell you that he's demonic. You know, so he could have hoodwinked the whole world. But you folks should really look. If you do YouTube, quit peddling around with social media and stuff, and go do some research. There is something coming out, and I don't know what it's going to be. So, anyway, Anyway, now I want to, we're going to address some other things. Tell us if you like the radio program or not. Send me a link or something, or not a link. Send me an email or text or something. What I want to talk about is you said there were some missing donations.
I think the mail just messed up.
But you don't know.
No, I don't know for sure. No.
It's okay, but scuff a little bit. My question is did they, it seems like you were saying they were late last month.
Yeah, they was late last month. A couple went to a different house, but the house turned them back in, and I guess the people, I don't know how they got the address messed up, but they addressed it to their house. But we wound up getting that one, but I don't know. What comes, I guess.
Well, right, but I'm trying to explain to the people that because those donations aren't there, their things aren't getting paid. And so, folks, we need you to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, because we don't know if they will come or not. Being late doesn't always mean that they're going to come, and they could drop off or something happened to the people. Maybe they got unemployed or whatever. But it is critical that we need your help. We need new supporters, always ongoing, because old supporters, it's like this. A lot of people listen because they listen to radio. Well, if you do something that they don't like or talk about something they don't like on radio, they're not going to be there permanently. It's the same way if it's because of a newsletter. If you're sending them the newsletter all the time and you write something they don't like, they're just going to go someplace else. And so, yes, we have some long-term supporters that have been there forever, but it is critical, especially when this time of the month, and don't let her.
That's what it, summertime's coming. Vacations, yeah, that happens every summer. Yeah, school just got it. Okay, I'm with the time now. Yeah, that's what's going on. Summertime. Yeah.
Well,
they always drop.
But nothing. Well, they always do drop in summertime. But summer wasn't quite so bad because people weren't really in school and stuff. They were already vacationing, but where are they going?
They was at home last year.
But this year, and that's probably the nail on the head. You probably nailed it, because this year is different. Now the restrictions are being lifted, and they said they're going to have record travel this Memorial weekend.
Yeah, and they also said that on the radio, it said most stations have already replaced their gas, got their summer grade gas, but guess what? Because of it, gas is going to go up 30 cents a gallon just this weekend.
Yeah, just this weekend, not just because of that, but because they know they can get away with it because more people travel on Memorial weekend and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 30 cents a gallon is a lot.
And yeah, it's an awful lot. And so why is it a lot for us? I mean, we don't have to travel, do we?
Yes, we have to go to Wichita. We have to go to the church twice a month.
Well,
twice a week.
Is that very far? A lot of people don't.
Actually,
know.
This week I've had to go to Wichita every single day. So yeah, we do a lot of traveling.
How many miles is that?
120 miles round trip from door to door. That's not counting any other driving that you do.
Right, and I'm not trying to pick on her. It's just because she tells you part of it, and it's like, well, we go to Wichita. Well, Wichita is 60 miles.
And it's like my truck before January, we won't use names here, before January, I could go and fill my truck up $40 and go twice. Now, it takes $82 to fill my truck up and go twice. So everything has doubled again, and they're talking about going higher.
Right. So we do need, there's my point. So we do need support. And that is the hardest thing to get out of you is to talk about needing support. And that's just your nature. You don't want to ask anybody for anything, do you?
Never. I'd rather do it myself.
Well, doing it yourself is how, anyway. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We do really need your help. And if you don't want to support the Mission Church, and so that's... You're worried about supporting talk radio, because just like the media, we're telling you, the media is now admitting things that we told you from the first. And for the record, we were one of the very first people on talk radio to start talking about COVID before they even Trump or anybody recognized that it was a really horrendous thing. When we started noticing it in China, we started talking about it, and so we reported it. So you need to support radio. Radio isn't free. It takes a lot to be on the air. Beyond the fact you got to buy equipment and everything, which, by the way, we have new equipment. But beyond that fact, then you have to pay for lights. You have to pay for the electricity, all of those things, the internet. You have to pay for radio airtime. All of those things cost. We're only on the air because of your kind donations. All donation matters. No, whether it's $5, $10, all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
Okay, so really, really pray about it. So, in Memorial Weekend, what are we going to do?
It's time to go visit gravesites.
We're going to go visit gravesites, and our hats go off to everybody that's in the military. You know, we are strong supporters of our military, of course, and the veterans, you know, of all the veterans that made it home and the ones that didn't. So it's a time to reflect that, and it's also a time, like she says, to visit graves. While they don't, you know, we don't believe that they know where they're visiting the graves, but it is a tradition that you carry on to show respect and to pass down through generations. So how can they donate?
You can donate.
I don't want to donate.
I said donate. You can donate online, over the phone, by mailing a check or money order, or you can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, and all about the mission update. All the mission updates is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, I got to go. You must remember, folks, there's only one true God. He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the word of the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the priests of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and would you please, please be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom. Tell them goodbye.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.